the rest of the story. Well over two centuries ago, there was a little tavern at Hall's Corners in Elmsford, New York. It was owned and operated by an enterprising young lady named Betsy Flanagan. Now, among the various incentives to patronize her establishment, to favor it over the other neighborhood pubs, was the decor. Betsy's tavern was not extravagant, but it was unique in that everywhere you turned were rooster feathers. There were rooster feathers on the walls, some suspended from the ceiling, others spread out in great feathery fans. Even tacked to the oaken backboard of the bar itself were rooster feathers. I mention this only because it was a particular rooster feather in Betsy Flanagan's tavern that, well, made history. It happened one evening when, as most every evening, the town drunk stumbled into the pub, staggered to a bar stool, sat down, and called out for a drink. I know that sounds like the setup for a thousand humorous stories, but witnesses would attest to it and to what happened next, because the already inebriated patron of Betsy's Tavern, on this particular occasion, for some reason no one knows, specifically ordered the fanciest drink the pub had to offer. Well, paying little attention, Betsy served the fellow a mixed drink of some kind and went on to the other customers. But in two swigs, that drink was down, and the drunk spoke up again. "You call that fancy?" he slurred. A few heads spun around. Betsy returned to the intoxicated fellow and suggested that perhaps he'd had enough for one night, but the fellow was insistent. He would go home and go to bed only after he'd had the fanciest drink in the place. "And what did he consider fancy?" Betsy asked. "He'd already had the specialty of the house." "Well, it didn't look very fancy," the fellow complained. And that's when Betsy, exasperated, mixed another drink, then reached over to the wall and plucked one of the ornamental rooster feathers and dropped it into the glass. And that's how it all began. A brand new drink from a rooster feather. That's right. That year was a revolutionary one, 1776. The Phi Beta Kappa Society was founded at William and Mary College. Invisible ink was first used to convey secret messages. Women were given the right to vote in New Jersey. Thomas Paine was on the bestseller list. And Nathan Hale was hanged. But the birth of a nation almost obscured the birth of a booze. A mixed drink with a rooster feather first served at Betsy Flanagan's Tavern. We once believed it was a French concoction of the early 19th century, but American author historian Joseph Nathan Kane assures us that while the colonies were preparing to break with Britain, a pretty young colleen named Betsy Flanagan at Hall's Corners in Elmsford, New York, first plopped a rooster's tail feather into a mixed drink to satisfy the whim of the town drunk. We've since forgotten the other ingredients in Betsy's brew. But from now on, you will never forget the original cocktail. Because now, you know the rest of the story.